ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the Bowden Blitz ACC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, the calm before the storm, week number 10 is on the horizon. We'll take a look at the updated odds in the ACC entering Saturday. Make no mistake about it, the team to beat entering week number 10 is the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, followed by Miami, Louisville, Virginia, and Duke. I want to get your overall thoughts about the conference entering this weekend, and is in fact Georgia Tech the team to beat?
Well, Georgia Tech, because they are undefeated, they're the number one team, and they're undefeated in the regular season as well as in the conference. But because you've got one loss teams and they still got to play each other, then Louisville knocked off Miami, which was everybody's preseason favorite. It really puts it up in the air as to who's going to get to that conference championship game when it comes down to head-to-head competition and overall schedule strength and things like that. So Georgia Tech clearly, because it looks like they can run the table with their schedule, North Carolina State, Boston College, Pitt, in the last three-game conference games, they're going to be favored. They just got to keep their head on and focus because they look like they're that kind of team that can get there.
And we talked about all year Miami early on looked like a dominant team that potentially can win the title. And not only that, but make a run during the college football playoff. They do have a very difficult road matchup that we'll break down later in the show against SMU. But thoughts about where Miami, Mario Cristobal and the Miami Hurricanes are as a team mentality-wise? Are they still physical at the point of attack? And is this team still built to make a run potentially at a college football national championship?
Well, if you look at their football game, they just won against Stanford where they were tied at 7-7 first half and then came back and just blew them out the second half. We saw them get back to normal. I think when we're looking about teams that can compete in the postseason, now you're looking at the overall talent of your football team, the depth, and being solid on every part of the ball. That's where Miami still is. They had a really tough game against Louisville. We got to keep that one, keep focus on the whole picture because we're talking about four interceptions and a couple of quick scores. You know, Louisville scored 14 points in the first 10 minutes and then 10 points the last 50. And it was just one of those games that it just kind of brought Miami back down to earth and made it a little more congested. But I still think if you look at just the overall talent, they are a more talented team than last year. They're a better defense than last year. They can run the football. They got some big play players as well. And for most of the part, Carson Beck has played very well, except for that tough game he had against Louisville.
Now, we'll see exactly how it plays out a little bit later in the show. Let's not forget last year in two road matchups to Syracuse and Georgia Tech that had an opportunity to put Miami in the college football playoff potentially with Cam Ward. They lost both of those ball games. We'll see exactly how it plays out. Early kick is in Dallas this coming weekend. What about Virginia? They're a team that has a very difficult matchup this weekend on the road in Cal. We know Berkeley, a very difficult place to play late at night, but this is an early kick, Coach. 3:45. This team is 7-1 overall. Tony Elliott has really built a culture there after over the last three or four seasons. Just give me your thoughts about this team. And if they do pick up the victory against the Cal Bears, could they go toe-to-toe potentially with the likes of Georgia Tech and Miami?
Well, yeah, because they beat Louisville head-to-head, and Louisville beat Miami, and so that puts them in the category. But they have one of those teams, it's almost like it's a special year. They've won three of their last four games, they've won in overtime. That doesn't happen very often. They're winning close ball games. They're finding a way to win, and what that tells me is they're playing a lot of confidence. They believe they're going to do the things that make you win. And when in a close ball game, late in the game, your kids' mindset needs to be, we're going to win this thing. We're going to find a way to win, because on the other side, you start thinking, oh, no, something bad's going to happen. They're riding that confidence factor along with a very good football team across the board, and they have shown they can win close ball games. Very important.
Two teams that are not on that list, that they're at the bottom of the list for the ACC in terms of making a run and potentially getting back to 500. That's Clemson and Florida State, both favored this weekend. You have Wake Forest coming to Tallahassee. Florida State is significant favored in that game, even though they haven't won a conference game up until this point. They've had an extra week of preparation. And we talk about Dabo Swinney and Clemson as a whole, Coach. They have three home losses this year. This is potentially another get-right spot for Clemson to at least get back some momentum this coming weekend.
Well, I think both of these teams, they're trying to salvage their season. Very important that if they want to talk about recovering, they've got to get to the bowl. They've got to win six or seven ball games. That's going to take some better play in the rest of the season. FSU, Mike Norvell has a little bit more difficult. He doesn't have the body of work that Dabo has. He doesn't have all the success that makes people and the players have confidence in him. Dabo's got some great success over a number of years. But right now, for the future of their program, and maybe Mike Norvell, the future of his time at FSU, they need to make sure they get this thing turned around. This is the week they need to do it if they're going to do it.
And we talk about lottery tickets potentially in the conference. There's a few. You could take a shot on SMU if you believe SMU is going to knock off Miami this weekend. It's best to bet not just in terms of the game matchup, taking the 12 points with SMU, and we'll get into the game matchup in a little bit, but potentially maybe buying SMU as a conference champion. They were there last year and went toe-to-toe with Clemson. The other team, Coach, happens to be Pittsburgh, and I bring them up because they're 6-2 overall. They've won four straight. They have everything in front of them. They could potentially knock out Notre Dame, Miami, and Georgia Tech in three consecutive weeks. They have to take care of business this weekend as a 14-point road favorite against Stanford. This Mason Hinsteinkel and Pitt have a little bit of Joe Moe in them. They got this victory. They've won five straight. Just give me your thoughts about the job that Pat Narduzzi's done.
Well, he's done a great job. I mean, and make no doubt about it, lost his quarterback, or his quarterback wasn't playing well. He goes with the freshman, Heinstel, and he does a marvelous job, has won every game, probably the most impressive freshman quarterback in the Power Four rankings who just came on. And so Pittsburgh, and I can look at the same schedule you just gave me and can see some disaster possibly out there too, because they've got three teams in the top 10, a chance to beat them all, but a chance to lose them all as well. I think this weekend's a real kind of, they've got to be the real trap game. They've got to make sure they get this one this weekend to put them in a position. But remember last year they were 7-0 and they lost their last six games to go seven, lost the bowl game last five games and lost their bowl game to go 7-6. And so I don't think that's going to happen. I think the quarterback has shown the ability he has to play, but they've got a tough schedule to go. They're on a great run, but there's too much football to be played compared to the remaining schedule that Georgia Tech has, or even Virginia has, doesn't compare to that tough schedule they have.
And if you're looking to bet Pittsburgh right now, 18-1 to win a conference championship, if they lose against Notre Dame, it won't hurt them in any capacity. The games that matter for Pittsburgh this week against Stanford, in 2 weeks against Georgia Tech, and then they end the regular season against the Miami Hurricanes the day after Thanksgiving. So that could have huge repercussions for an ACC championship and a college football playoff appearance on the line, potentially, for both teams entering that battle. We'll keep you updated throughout the way on the show. Coach, we talk about Heisman Trophy winners, Heisman Trophy finalists. We know that Ty Simpson and Fernando Mendoza are the front runners in the big picture, but we talk about the versatility of Haynes King, and you've talked up Haynes King throughout the regular season. He is a main reason why Georgia Tech sits at 8-0 overall. Just thoughts about him before we head into the matchups this weekend.
I think those of us who follow the ACC and follow Haynes King know what he's done and how important he is to their football team. And if he continues to do that, his popularity is going to rise and rise, and more people are going to start watching as the number of undefeated teams go down. So if he can take their team undefeated, which I think they will, to the championship game, everybody will be looking at him on that last game before the Heisman's picked.
When Coach and I return, we'll dive into the matchups for Week 10 right here on the Bowden Blitz.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden taking a look at week number 10 in the ACC. Huge implications for the Miami Hurricanes. We'll take a look at the college football national championship odds for Miami entering this weekend. They sit right now at an 18-1 shot to potentially win a national championship. They have to get to the college football playoff, and it's not going to be easy. They have to go on the road in the offseason, Coach. Miami was instilled as basically a 2.5-point underdog for this game due to the loss of SMU on the road against Wake Forest. They dropped that game 13-12. We see SMU right now in multiple books catching around 12.5 points. Miami struggled last year in some road environments. They now lay a huge number. How do you see this game playing out in Dallas? Because SMU, one of the better defenses in the ACC this year.
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting game because Miami, they made their bounce back game. The second half against Stanford, they came back, had a huge bounce back for a comfortable win. And now SMU's got to do the same thing. They've got to bounce back off of a horrible showing, losing 13-12 to Wake Forest. They have three turnovers, their worst offensive output of the season, I think 247 yards of total offense in a game where they just couldn't do anything right. Terrible offensive performance. Now they've got to show they can bounce back. I think with their quarterback and their team, I think they have all the capability of doing it. But this is not – I don't believe this is Miami's last year's team. They were so bad on defense at Miami last year. Every game was how was Cam Ward going to get them back in a victory? And eventually they ran out of opportunities. I think they're a much more solid team. They play more solid football. I do think the Carson Beck turnover situation last was a bit of an anomaly. So although I'm taking the points for SMU, but I do think Miami wins this game. But I think that's a little bit less at 12.5 playing SMU at home.
And we talk about SMU. They've stepped up. They went into Death Valley, catching basically 3.5 points, won the game outright 35-24. That was with a backup quarterback. We saw Chris Vezina and that team struggle in that matchup. I think the biggest factor, too, when you just look at this ball game for SMU, they're going to have to shut down the rushing attack right now for the Hurricanes. Miami loves to pound the rock between the tackles. They have a very physical offensive line. And prior to the loss this year against Baylor, SMU had one of the best home winning streaks, you know, in the nation. They were a dominant home team. They had stepped up in Dallas last year when Florida State went there. They smacked them around. They're going to be up in this matchup. And the fact that they lost on the road in Winston-Salem, I think potentially could benefit them. They're a very opportunistic defense as well. They don't give up a lot of chunk plays. I think Miami has to be patient. I could see this game trending under the 50.5, but I think still SMU could potentially run the football, and with a veteran quarterback, Kevin Jennings, they could be inside this number.
Oh, I definitely think they're inside the number. I think it's just they've got a good enough football team, and they will respond. They've got an excellent head coach. Their quarterback's not going to put two bad games together. Miami, though, you know, Miami's had all offseason to think about what happened last year. They've got a better football team. They've shown they can respond well. I do think when you look at both teams and which team has the talent to win the football offensively, defensively, Mark Fletcher running the football for Miami has been very, very good. I like SMU with the points, but I think Miami is going to continue get another victory.
Coach and I both like SMU plus the 12.5. We'll see how it plays out. Early kick in Dallas on Saturday afternoon. Another team that has to win to potentially win an ACC championship are the Louisville Cardinals and their head coach, Jeff Brohm. They're laying right now 10.5 points in a very difficult environment in Blacksburg. We saw Virginia's Tech step up on a Friday night. Just a week ago, laying 4.5 points to Cal. The game went into double overtime, and the Hokies stole it, won that ball game by 7 points. Coach, I think the Hokies, with their interim head coach, Philip Montgomery, are playing a little bit with house money. I don't think they win this game, but they're still fighting for bowl contention. And Louisville going into this tough environment, I'm going to take the 10.5 points with the Hokies in this matchup.
I'm with you again on this one. I feel like Virginia Tech, the way they ran the football, the quarterback and running back both had over 100 yards. They had a huge day running the football. When they do run the football, they also keep Louisville off the field. Louisville, of course, one of the best teams in the ACC against the run. So it'll be a test of Louisville's defense. Can they stop the run? But Virginia Tech, I think they will run the ball well. Their dual-threat quarterback will keep control of the clock a good bit. And I think we'll see this game being a lot closer than the 10.5 or so that it is right now. So I'm going to have to go with Virginia Tech on this one to end the points that they have.
I think we get through this total. Again, I'm not sold on Virginia Tech's defense right now. They've given up a ton of points. We saw them put up over 35 points against Cal. They also allowed over 35 in that matchup, gave up a significant amount on the road a few weeks ago to Georgia Tech. They fell behind 18-0 in that matchup and lost it by 15 points. If you're Louisville, though, you're still trying to fight not just for an ACC championship, coach, but potentially at the worst, you're hoping only 2 losses, and maybe you could sneak in potentially as an at-large team. Having that victory over Miami significantly benefits this team. Their only loss came at home to Virginia by 3 points.
Right. I think the ACC can get 2 teams in the playoffs with 2 or less losses, and Louisville's right there, and they very well could be one of them. So they have done their part. They've lost 1 very close ball game early in the season, and now they have been playing very, very well. And again, you've got to have a great defense to get through the season and be playing well at the end. And when you get to the better competition on your staff, you can't outscore everybody every game. You've got to play good defense. I think they, week in and week out, play better defense. I think they do a better job of shutting down the run with their defense against conference teams. They've been sensational against conference teams in their defense. And so, again, like I say, I like Virginia Tech and the points. But Louisville's still got a chance to get themselves into postseason play, even though we don't really know who's going to get to that conference championship game in the ACC.
Do you think there's the potential, coach, to get maybe three teams in because we see SMU with one loss. We see Virginia undefeated in the conference. We see Louisville with one loss. I mean, if it's Georgia Tech and let's just say Miami, whoever loses that game, and if it's by a narrow margin, maybe we could get a third in as well.
Well, it might possibly be. I just think if there are a lot of two-loss teams, that the SEC is going to have a better chance to get a three-loss team into the playoffs if there is one. But I think you've got to look and see how they finish up in the SEC, where most people consider the strength of schedule to be a little bit tougher.
When we come back, we'll talk Clemson and Duke. Also, Pitt-Stanford coming up next. All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down week 10 in the ACC. Left off talking about the two big games in the conference. Turn our attention to under-the-radar games, and one of them happens to be in Death Valley. Early kick for Clemson. They opened up as 3.5-point home favorites. We see multiple books have Clemson instilled as only a 2.5-point home favorite. Coach, they have three losses this year in Death Valley. That is now eight dating back to 2015. Entering 2024, the Tigers only had three home losses against opponents. They've now lost five games at home over the past couple of seasons. Clemson and Dabo Swinney need to get it right this Saturday.
You know, it's kind of like, when do you feel like Clemson's going to hit their bottom? Have they hit it already? Or is there more tough losses in store for them till they get to a lower point? I think they've about hit their bottom as far as recognizing where they are right now. I don't think you can compare their home record to anything in the past because they are not the team of the past. There, Dabo's got to now prove he can come back and build his program back, because I think it's a testing season for Dabo, because I can't imagine what he's going through, always having an answer, always, almost always having a better team. I know it was tough last year or two, but this one's been really tough. But I think they're playing at home. They've had an off week. Kate Klubnik has gotten reps. He hurt his ankle the week before the lost game that they had. He's healthy. He's taking reps. If he's not hobbling around, I think he'll play well enough with their team to win the football game. But as Dabo Swinney said in his press conference, we've got to be a better running football team. We're not a very good running football team. I think he recognizes the core of their offensive problem.
And you're talking about a defensive front in Duke that's very physical, especially in run support, holding opposing offenses to only 3.5 yards per carry, 130 yards per game. They're going to need to sustain drives to stay in manageable third down situations, something they couldn't do as effective in the loss against SMU. They're going to need to do against Duke. And no matter who starts, whether it be Klubnik or even Vezina, if Klubnik can't go, Coach, I still give the edge at the quarterback position potentially to Darian Mensa and Duke. Mensa's having a lights-out year, completed 70% of his passes, 17 touchdowns, two interceptions. He's battle-tested. He stepped up in big matchups. And again, if Duke does start fast in this ballgame, could put a lot of pressure on Clemson's offense to match them score for score.
I agree with you. I think Mensa's had the better year. I think we probably overvalued Klubnik a little bit, and we didn't know enough about Mensa coming from Tulane and not knowing quite enough about how good he was. I think even a healthy Klubnik is not going to play as well as Mensa, but I don't think that's what it's going to come down to. Can Clemson run the football? They've had a week off. They've had to mentally get ready and say, you know what, we've got to run this football. They got to get to a bowl. They've got to get a win here. And Duke's got a very good defense. And their quarterback's going to play solid at Duke. So I think Clemson took advantage of the week. They got people well. They're going to try to run the football here, which is going to lower the score a little bit. But it'll give them a chance to win a close ball game at home.
We talked about Pitt earlier in the show, an 18-1 shot to potentially win an ACC championship. They need to take care of business this Saturday on the road in Palo Alto. We saw a couple of weeks ago Florida State go out there as a 17.5-point road favorite. They lost the game outright 20-13. We talked about the success and progression of Mason Hienstichel. This team has won four straight and one of the best rush defenses in all of college football, Coach. Not going to be easy, but I do like Pitt in this ballgame.
Yeah, I do like them. They've got a, it's all about a motivation. Are they don't get caught up in a trap game, because they do have three top 10 teams right after this game. They blew it last year starting out 7-0. They've got to go out there. The whole key is, are they going to be mentally ready to play? Because Stanford is a different game at home. They're 0-5 on the road and 0-3 at home. And so this is a home game for them. So all I would say is Pitt has got to be mentally ready and not be thinking beyond this football game, or they're going to go across the country and lose.
We'll see how that plays out. Pitt, again, has everything in front of them. They have three straight matchups against top 10 opponents. They do face off after the Stanford game against Notre Dame. They then face off against Georgia Tech and Brent Key and Haynes King, and then potentially could be fighting, Coach, for an ACC championship right after Thanksgiving against Carson Beck and the Miami Hurricanes. That game is at home. How important is that for Pitt in that ballgame?
Well, it's going to be critical, I mean, for them. That to them to go where they want to go, the next level. You know, it was about 3 years ago. I want to say Pitt was in the ACC championship game just a few years back, but they collapsed last year. And I think that's on the head Narducci's mind as their head coach. And I think he's telling his players, men, we did not stay focused last year and took a dive. Let's don't let that happen at Stanford and beyond.
Coach Bowden and I will be back next week. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the games.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.